First story here, Terry. We have a new line of colors. I feel like I should have played the trumpet for this. For the Stanley water bottles.
Oh, five, yes.
New pastel colors for spring.
Well, remember, they had the red one, or pink one, sorry, the Barbie pink that they sold exclusively at Target, that there was a lineup around the corner of the store for these.
Right.
I still don't get it, but okay.
How would you describe these colors? They're right here.
Oh, they're pastels.
Yes.
Yeah, right. They're like Easter colors, if you will. Like, you know, Easter egg. Mm-hmm. And those, they're pastel green and pink and blue. And then they have a multicolored one. And then they have one that looks like clouds, sort of.
Yeah.
Shades of blue.
Would you buy one of those?
They're pretty. I've heard Stanley water bottles are amazing. What I like about them is they go skinnier at the bottom, so they actually fit in a cup holder.
Mm-hmm.
Most water bottles, the big thick ones that we like to carry around.
Like this one.
Yeah. So
that's
then,
the problem.
That's
them.
The only problem with them. So they have thought of that. Yeah. And it looks like they come with a flip-up straw, which is kind of nice, too.
Yeah, you were informing me of the water bottle trend. I didn't realize that brands... I was never up on water bottle brands.
Well, they go
pragmatic
through...
and functional.
Just like anything else, they kind of go through... There's an evolution of, like, trendy water bottles, right?
Well,
like,
guess,
years ago,
yeah.
When I first started actually using a water bottle on a regular basis... I bought Swell bottles, and they're still great bottles, but they just seem to be the one a lot of people bought. Then there was there's a Corksicle phase everybody went through, which are still great too. Then like Yeti was the thing. Everybody I know was, oh, Yeti. And you know, because Yeti makes coolers and everything else. They've already got the brand. Now it seems like...
Stanley's like the one that withstands everything, apparently.
Yeah.
Like for the coming apocalypse and all that, it'll survive.
I saw some ridiculous story about some poor girl that her mother bought her in the States. Her mother bought her like a knockoff Stanley,
mm-hmm.
and kids at school were teasing her.
I'm
like,
knockoff?
Stop.
Look, does the thing keep the liquid
exactly.
cold or hot or whatever
That's
I want it to
all
be?
That you need
that's
to do.
That's all that matters, right?
Yeah, whatever water bottle works for you. I don't care what you use.
It holds a lot of liquid.
Brand name
Although,
water bottle.
I would have measured this one differently had I known, because it does not fit in my cup holder in the car. That's really annoying.
And I'll tell you, a lot of the brands, like I think Yeti, for example, and a few other brands, they're more like... I've bought water bottles in the $80 range.
Mm-hmm.
Stanley's actually about $30. So
yeah,
they're actually
right.
more affordable.
Now you're talking.
So I don't have any problem with Stanley being trendy or popular, but don't.
Well,
I'm not going to judge someone based on their water bottle.
Hey, as long as it keeps it cold and it's that far below everything else in price.
And you're not using single-use plastic,
yeah.
We're happy.
I'll buy
yeah.
it when it's not trendy. I don't care.
Exactly.
It works. Hey, here's something for you. This is how stats are manipulated. And this is why we like to make fun of studies. So the headline here tells me the average 50-something in America is now a millionaire. Okay, this is from USA Today. Now, if you dive into the story, what you find out is all they did was take the net worth of everyone in America over 50, every single person, and then they took the average of that, and then they said the average 50-something in America.
Right, so the key word is average.
Right, so now class, exactly. Where would the flaw in that statement be there?
Well, what it is a misleading statement. By saying that, you think there's a ton of millionaires roaming around America in that age group.
Right.
But then when you realize, you're like, oh, you're just taking an average. So if there's several billionaires, they're changing up the average, right?
Yeah. Some even getting close to trillionaires at this point. You just need like five guys like that in a nation of 200 million above the
average. An Elon Musk and a Jeff Bezos.
And Warren Buffett and a couple other people.
And they're all living in America, so there goes your average right there.
When you're flying, maybe wear red for the upgrade. Because apparently they've done a study now. Who did this study? Is this anybody reputable?
I don't have a lot of red
currently. It's the New York Post.
But they actually, here's the thing, they actually asked flight attendants. It all came from like a blog, I
supposedly,
believe.
Supposedly, right.
That was focused on airplane tips.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all from flight attendants.
Okay.
So this is somewhat research, I suppose.
And I guess they are affected by the color red. It's
yeah.
basically what they said. So
yeah.
if you wanted a less anxious and stressful trip, they were saying, wear red because it's the word I'm looking for. Induces them to treat you better.
Yeah, they
somehow,
said it's generally associated with perceived attractiveness.
Ah, okay.
Right?
There you go.
And
well,
I guess
it's the color power.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that's the other thing. It says red subconsciously makes people think that you're, quote unquote, more important or of a higher status. I always thought purple was like that, too, because it's the color of royalty, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Purple is what, blue and red together?
Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so there you go. Yeah, so there is like a form of red in there, yeah.
Right, yeah. Huh, interesting. So
I always think red is like when you want to be noticed.
Yeah.
Like red and orange are very bright colors. Like they are, you know, obviously that's why a stop sign is red. That's why stop lights are red.
Right.
Because they are, you know, you can't not notice it.
Yeah, that's why when the mics go on, we see a lot of red lights in the room too. Mm-hmm. With our bad habits.
Usually when something's wrong in your car, you get red lights in the dashboard.
Exactly.
So maybe you get good service because they can't ignore you in red.
Yeah, because they think, subconsciously you're screaming at them is what's happening.
Yeah, exactly. You're an alert button. Coachella, like you mentioned, we said we were going to do real band, fake band. So of course, we know there's all the big headliners, right?
Right.
So they announced it yesterday, like Lana Del Rey, Doja Cat, No Doubt is reuniting. Mm-hmm. J Balvin will be playing.
Yeah.
Tyler and the Creator, Blur, Ice Spice, lots of big bands. But then when you look at the poster, all the little small little bands that get thrown in there, maybe not so small, but unheard, kind of like unknown or smaller bands.
Well, they're not as big. Yeah, that's the thing. You know, they're the bands that everyone's cool for discovering before anybody else did.
Right.
Those indie bands.
So, we thought we'd play another round of Real Band, Fake Band, the Coachella 2024 edition. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I'll give you three possible names of bands. They're kind of themed. You'll see it again.
Well, now here's the thing, too. I'm actually pretty good at remembering band names.
I know.
But it's just hard to keep up. There's so much music that comes out all the time. It's hard to keep up, especially on the new stuff.
You do so well on this. Where's the bell? I feel like I need the bell. It's five categories.
Sometimes it's just from instinct.
These are real bands. And not only are they real bands, but they are a band that is playing at Coachella. So some of the other band names might actually be real bands too, but not playing at Coachella.
Oh, I see.
Do you know what I mean?
Right, so it's got to be real and playing there. Both.
Yes, because I used to do this game with you, but you know how every time I Googled a band name I would make up, it would be a real band.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So we used to play real band, fake band. This is real band Coachella 2024.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Well, let's hear it.
The first one is a Blondish, Brownish, or Reddish?
Oh.
Who's playing at Coachella?
I want to say, man, it's between Blondish or Reddish. I'm going with Blondish.
Yep.
Okay.
They're playing on the first night.
Wow. All right. One for one.
Tricep, Bicep, or Quadricep?
Oh, Bicep.
You know that band?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, are they in good?
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay. Sherry Can't Swim, Harry Can't Swim, or Barry Can't Swim?
Sherry Can't Swim.
Oh, close. See, I rhymed them all.
I know.
It's Barry Can't Swim.
Okay. Well, see,
that's a real band also playing at Coachella 2024. We got two more.
There were several bands that can't swim. I was just trying to sort them out in my head.
And several people that can't swim.
Yeah, right.
Okay, is it Taking Back Sunday, Taking Back Tuesday, or Taking Back Friday?
Oh, man. Sunday. Taking Back Sunday.
It is Taking Back Sunday.
Yep.
That actually sounds like a band I would listen to.
Yeah.
I bet you they got music I like.
You know, that's one thing. I do like Quiet Sundays. That's what I like about K-Man. It's another thing. It's growing.
I want to take back Sundays, too.
Well, I do take them back. They're mine. I'm not disturbed.
All right. Last group of real band, fake band, Coachella 2024. Which one's the real band playing there? Is it Young Brothers, Young Fathers, or Young Mothers?
Wow. Young Brothers, Young Fathers. Young Brothers.
Good guess, but it's actually Young Fathers.
Huh. Okay, well.
Oh, you got three,
out
of five. Again, you did the same for... Bonnaroo.
Award show. Bonnaroo. That was a festival, yeah.
Yeah.
Bonnaroo.
Yeah.
That's three for five, man. That's not a passing score in high school or any school for that matter. I got to do better on my memory.
We all know January is one of the busiest months at the gym.
Well, for 2 weeks of it anyway.
Yeah, the first half. And a lot of people at gyms have been complaining because also if you follow a lot of people on, you know, Instagram and stuff, you notice a lot of people like to post gym videos.
Oh, yeah. Well,
selfies, all sorts of things. And for other people that go to the gym strictly just to work out, put their head down, go in, get out. They don't care what outfit they're wearing. They don't care what they look like. They don't care, you know, they just...
they're actually there to work out?
Yeah, they're
like
actually
that?
There.
Right.
They're not there, you know, for posts or likes or views or whatever.
Yeah.
They, some of them have been complaining to gym owners that they've been, you know, in the background of videos that they didn't give permission for, or they've been being videoed without their permission, or There are people that bring whole setups like tripods and ring lights to the gym.
Oh, I know. Have you ever walked in our radio studio? You can see how annoying it is.
Yeah. But imagine that at a gym when the machine you want to go on,
I know,
like the tripod's right beside it and you're worried about knocking someone's camera over when you're like, well, that's my...
Like in fact, you should even have to be worried about that, yeah, and you're apologizing for it and all that. No, I'd agree with you. It's like just too much of that around. That's why I quit going to the gym.
They showed some examples of like, there was one girl like giving like workout advice about how to use a machine, and a guy walked in front of her like he was just walking across, like in the gym.
Right.
And she was like, eye rolled, and she's like, wait for it. I'm like, wait for it. You're in a public gym. Like,
right, yeah, exactly.
This isn't like a private one-on-one session. If someone has to walk by your machine, don't get mad at them.
I know.
Yeah, so it's
too much.
Be respectful when you're at the gym, and remember, you know, if you're going to film, like, make sure that people around you, if they're in the shot, they know they're in the shot.
Well, imagine you're trying to stay incognito for whatever reason. You just happen to join the local gym. You're going to work out or whatever, but you don't want people knowing you're in the country from some other country.
Well,
and then some influencer with 5 million followers puts you up and you're in the background of a video. They're like, oh, there's Bob. He's in the Cayman Islands. Did you know? No, I didn't know. How'd you see him? Well, he's on Instagram.
Also, you know, a lot of people, it's intimidating to go back to the gym after a while. So the last thing they want to be is being filmed.
Right.
You know what I mean? It does take a lot to, you know, say, okay, I'm going to get back in there. Mm-hmm. So if they feel like they're being watched or videoed, it would be kind of intimidating.
Well, I'll tell you another gym etiquette, though. This takes us into the locker room. I just feel like I've said this before on the show. Especially in men's locker rooms. I don't know how it is in the women's locker room. But it just seems like the guys around me, for whatever reason, are a little too comfortable with just no clothes. In the sense of wanting to carry on full conversations at close range. There's not
like
much
strangers?
Respect for... Sometimes it's happened a lot. And it's not just in Cayman. I have seen it here, but I see it in every country. There's something freeing, I guess, about a man in a male locker room where he feels open to have conversations in whatever state of attire he might be in.
Well, they feel good.
Fine.
They just got their adrenaline going. They're feeling like in good shape. They want to show it off. I don't know.
Sure, but if I'm sitting on a bench, I'm just putting on my shoes, I'm almost dressed, I don't want Joe coming up to me with his foot up on the bench and no clothes talking to me about the next
stock
market rise.
Women don't do that.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah, well, I mean, not from my experience.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, we're changing and sometimes having conversations, but we're still pretty private about this. No one's really standing there naked having full-on conversations.
There's a lot of this in men's world too, because when you go to a urinal, same thing will happen a lot of times. You know, some guy next to you will strike up a conversation. You're like, I'm not here to conversate at the moment. I'm
right.
Handle business and move on.
Yeah. In fact, at the gym, I'm not there to conversate.
No,
I'll do a high or something and then I keep walking, only because I only have a certain amount of time to work out and I can't spend.
There you go.
I know there's a lot of people that they say they've spent 2 hours at the gym, but I've watched them. They've worked out for 30 minutes of it. And that's fine. If that's what you want, if that's like one of your social, because some people are very sociable at the gym. They know everybody.
No, Terry, they're working up. They're taking a lot of time being in between sets. They'll improve eventually.
Yeah.
So it's 15 minutes between sets right now. And eventually it'll be up to like 30 seconds. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm in, I'm out, sometimes almost too quick. I'm like, geez. Like,
oh, that's really in and out. Huh?
You'll see someone, you know, they're like, oh, you're leaving already. You're like, don't. Now I feel bad. Do I need to do another set of something? Do I need to go on the treadmill for 30 minutes just so I feel like I put my time in? I feel like, okay, I did what I needed to do. It was pretty quick. I didn't take a lot of breaks. I'm out.
Wow, going to the gym is a lot like going to work, isn't it, sometimes? You leaving already? What? Leaving? Where are you going?
We want you to give us a gym etiquette. It is our Facebook question for the day.